Move on to 1195. I think our team is in place to present that item.
1195, ratify a letter of agreement between the city on behalf of Portland Parks and Recreation and Laborers Local 483 that adds seasonal and full-time employees in the park ranger classification to the collective bargaining agreement between the city and the District Council of Trade Unions in effect for July 1, 2013 to June 30, 2017.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Council. Anna Canwood, Director of Bureau of Human Resources, here to present the ordinance. John Uto is sitting with me, who was the spokesperson for these negotiations. Very much appreciate his work on this. And Sam Sachs is here representing the park rangers and Sam's actually going to be saying a few words on the letter of agreement. Erica Askin, the business agent for Laborers Local 43, is in the audience, as are representatives Mike Abate and Warren Jimenez from the Portland Parks and Recreation. The ordinance, as noted, is to ratify a letter of agreement with Laborers Local 483, adding the regular and seasonal park rangers to the existing District Council Trade Unions contract. It is a letter of agreement as opposed to a separate contract because the negotiations centered around how to fold in this group of employees that was previously non-represented into the existing contract. We worked together to address several of the concerns that the park rangers had around wages, insurance, training, and safety, opportunities for permanent positions as park rangers as well. The wages that will go into effect, if this letter of agreement is ratified by council, represent an 8% increase at the minimum of the range for regular park rangers and a 32% increase at the minimum of the range for seasonal park rangers. That was based on my staff's assessment of the duties and the market, and we feel that's a very fair increase. The insurance piece, regular park rangers already had health insurance through the city's plan, but this adds the seasonal rangers to our seasonal health care plan, which has a 90-10 premium share, just as our other seasonal employees do. It will go into effect January 1 of 2015. This contract does have a cost to it that I'll address at the end, but the rangers did agree to a couple of items that help mitigate some of the ongoing costs for the Bureau. One is that the second shift, night shift, will begin at midnight, and the second is that the park rangers will not accrue compensatory time off when they work overtime, but instead will be actually paid overtime rather than accruing the time. Training and safety was a major issue. The agreement creates a seat for Parks Rangers on Park Safety Committee under Article 22 of the DC2 contract. Safety will also be specifically addressed in annual meetings with the Park Rangers and also will be a regular agenda item on staff meetings. The Bureau also agreed to establish a training committee to review the curriculum for the Ranger Academy and to make recommendations year-round on training. Recruitment was also a significant issue. Many of the seasonal rangers have an interest in filling budgeted regular ranger positions. The city, to facilitate that, agreed, to every other recruitment that we do will be limited to current city employees. So that does obviously increase their chances of obtaining that permanent employment. And we felt that was a really good compromise because we do still want to go out and recruit within the city as well in our efforts to increase the diversity of the workforce. But by every other recruitment being limited, this does, again, as I said, meet some of the needs that the park rangers had in terms of obtaining regular employment. The overall cost of the agreement, increasing the wages, represents $116,000 this current fiscal year. The bulk of that is for the seasonal Rangers increase. Health insurance for the current year is $82,000, which is, of course, just for the seasonal employees. 3-year impact is approximately $920,000. For the current fiscal year, it is my understanding that the Parks Bureau will fund that within their budget, likely to seek the comp set aside in order to do so. But we are explicitly asking for additional appropriation for parks in the next fiscal year to cover these costs. Thank you. I don't have anything further. Sam?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mayor Hills, Commissioner Fritz, members of the City Council, my name is Sam Sachs. I'm a park ranger with the City of Portland, Oregon. It is an honor to be here today representing my fellow park rangers at the conclusion of this long journey to a union recognition and ratifying our first contract. We as a ranger unit stand united in support of this contract and are pleased to see seasonal rangers will now have health insurance and a better pay. We feel we have come a long way in moving the Ranger program forward, and we thank the city for the participation and support in this effort. As we celebrate this moment, I also want to encourage the city to continue the dialogue around Ranger safety and training and budgeting for more full-time Rangers. Just this year, there were 2 serious incidents in our country in which park rangers in Boston and Philadelphia were attacked in broad daylight. 2 of those rangers were stabbed. The old saying, there is safety in numbers, is true. There is also more productivity in numbers. Rangers deal with numerous humanitarian issues every day, from assisting the homeless, the mentally ill, to providing a safe and enjoyable environment for many activities to include summer concerts and movies in the park. Park rangers take pride in the work that we do representing the Parks Department, but more importantly, the City of Portland as goodwill ambassadors. In closing, I would like to give a special thank you to our current commissioner, Amanda Fritz, for your support, our former commissioner, Nick Fish, and the director of Parks, Mike Abate, for your continual support and belief in the Ranger program. We look forward to serving our community as ambassadors and building on this relationship with the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. John, good work. Thank you. Questions for the bargaining team?
Could you tell us how many full-time and seasonal rangers we have?
Currently, we have 7 full-time rangers and I think approximately 10 seasonal rangers at this time in the winter.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you all. Appreciate your presentation. We'll see if there's anyone else that's signed up to speak on this item.
I didn't have a sign-up sheet, but Mr. Johnson,
anyone
would like to
speak? Come on up. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll let the testimony happen. See if we have any other questions for you.
To speak.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. Why don't you go ahead?
How about I back cleanup?
All right, if you prefer.
Thank you.
Walsh, would you like to be first?
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Just a disclaimer here. I used to be a chief union steward for the IBEW, and I was also vice president of a local union for the IBEW. I love unions. I know their history. I know how they came about. And this is exciting times for me. I don't know a great deal about the Rangers, but I would hope, as an activist, that the Rangers assist and not fall into the trap of being police officers, because they're not. They're not police officers. They're rangers. They're there to take care of the parks. They're there to make sure everybody that goes into the parks comes out well and smiling. So they have a difficult job, and they do come into contact with the homeless, and they do come into contact with people that have medical and also physical problems. And they do a good job. I've had contact with the Rangers over in Chapman Park on a number of occasions, and they run the gamut. But the majority of them seem to be sincere, and they try to resolve whatever problem they're faced with. which is kind of cool. So congratulations on making them full employees that have good jobs, that have good benefits. We union people like that kind of stuff. And I can tell the people that are forming this union, you are at the most exciting time in your history. Because when the unions are new, whether it's a local or an international union, they are at their best. They care about their people, and they will work hard. And, Mayor, we just would suggest to you to listen to them and pay attention because they're going to need your help. They're new, and they're going to need your help. So we're excited about it. We congratulate you, which is unusual for me to say. But it's, for me personally, it's an exciting time, and it's apparently a long time coming. And congratulations to Amanda for sitting on top of this.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Morning.
Rangers have a friend back home. Anyway, Rangers are really cool to keep in contact with. Because sometimes there's like hit, some a deer or an animal gets hit on the side of the road, and they have to call the wild fish or game warden to come out and remove the animal. But I worked for a soup kitchen, and they had, you know, keep in contact with them. And a buddy of mine, and when they throw them out, instead of just disposing of the animal, they just take it to the soup kitchen and feed it to the people, which is cool because it saves on animal. But in a country town, but. We need more Rangers, definitely. I've heard some good stuff about them. They're very, very generous and nice and kind to the people. That's what little I've heard of them. Given that respect for them and mm-hmm. gratitude. And I like what I heard. It's helping the community. That's awesome. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, as if you didn't know, my name is Charles Johnson. And I'm pleased to hear Mr. Walsh also congratulating you. I do want to talk to the broader scope of safety work in the park. I didn't have a chance to fully review the 22 pages that come publicly attached with this. I was pleased to see Anna Kanwitz's work from the Human Resources team in there. But and perhaps maybe we can get some feedback from Ranger Sacks or somebody. Is there still a designated level of park coverage from Pacific Patrol? I'm still not enthused with the city using private security forces, whether they be G4S, even though I think Mike Cohen's a great guy. But I would like to see this work with the District Council of Trade Unions grow so that we don't really need to rely on stopgap and fill-in measures from places like Pacific Patrol, where a few years ago a security person whacked somebody in the head with a skateboard in Portland's living room. Although Pacific Patrol is at least local, so it might be nice to move away from G4S with their Israeli connections, oppressing Palestinians, towards more local workers, but preferably local workers getting a living wage covered by unions. And I hope that this agreement you've come to with DTCU will lead to a clear floor for everybody working in any capacity with the city to get $15 an hour minimum wage plus health benefits. That's not really such a burden on the taxpayers when we consider the amount of money we'll be sending to Chicago for the Department of Justice agreement, and whatever we'll be paying former Chief Justice, the Honorable Mr. DeMunis. So thank you for the step forward. We know that the rent is a very challenging issue for many of our neighbors here in Portland. And although there is a tension between the Portland Business Alliance and small businesses, which are concerned about how they can afford to pay their employees that much, we know that some of our employers in this area are in a pressured situation where the big box, Walmart, Best Buy, Target, puts excessive pressure on small business and kind of inhibits our neighbors getting a living wage. So I hope that perhaps I'll see Commissioner Novick at his annual pilgrimage to Walmart on Thursday or Friday next week, and we can work towards more localization and better living wages, such as this WISE agreement you've made to improve wages and benefits for people helping serve our communities in the parks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Great. So this is an emergency ordinance. We'll take a roll call unless there are any questions. Roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you to Commissioner Fish for taking the Ranger program from its inception, which I learned yesterday was under Commissioner Jim Francesconi, that we had a Lone Ranger in Forest Park. And now we have seven full-time Rangers, and I think over the course of the year we have 17 seasonal Rangers. And so Commissioner Fish is to be commended for envisioning what this program could be as truly ambassadors in our parks, and we very much appreciate the work that's done. Thanks to Anna Kamwit and her team for negotiating this, and to Erica Askin, who's here, and Ranger Sachs and everyone else who was involved in this. So in addition to the 20-plus positions that we added in the budget last year, which will be full-time union positions, we are now authorizing 34 new union positions in the city of Portland, or converting them from their previous status without union representation to union representation. As someone who's still a member of the Oregon Nurses Association, this absolutely brings joy to my heart. And this and better will do. It is how at significant cost to the citizens of Portland. It does bring the seasonal workers above $15 an hour with associated health benefits, which is a good thing. $900,000 over 3 years is a significant investment by the taxpayers of Portland, and I appreciate that. It's the right thing to do. It illustrates, however, that bringing 24 positions up to what we would like to see is expensive. And as we have those ongoing discussions about $15 an hour, my preference is to create good union or other positions that provide proper benefits as well. It's unconscionable that we have part-time seasonal employees who work for many years, and in some cases decades, and retire without retirement benefits and have only our protected sick leave for their other benefit. So this is a great step. I want to thank Tim Crail in my office, who's been my dedicated labor liaison since day one in January of 2009, and very much appreciate this good work. Aye.
Fish.
Mr. Fritz, thank you for your leadership in fighting for an enhancement of standards for our hardworking Rangers. And I'm proud to support this contract today. And Ranger Sachs, who testified earlier, is a perfect example of why we fought for this program and why we're proud to continue to support it. He calls himself a goodwill ambassador. I consider him the eyes and the ears of the Bureau in the community. And the best evidence of the success of the Ranger program is the emails and letters and phone calls we get from citizens who have built personal relationship with Rangers and appreciate the fact that they are going upstream and addressing problems before they occur. And Mayor Hales is a great proponent of upstream preventative measures, and the best evidence of that is a superb report card we got yesterday on the success of the community policing program that he has put in place in downtown, where 70% of the interactions did not result in an arrest or a citation, but involved instead addressing the problem at a lower level. And that is precisely what we wanted with the Ranger program. It was controversial at the time because people thought moving away from a law enforcement model would somehow degrade safety. What happened is moving away from a law enforcement model to a community kind of policing model with an emphasis on prevention actually strengthened the trust and connection to the community. And it's because of Rangers like Ranger Sachs that this program has been a great success. So I'm very pleased to support this contract. Thank our team. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank Bureau of Human Resources, our negotiating team, and Local 483 and the Rangers for reaching a good deal that treats our Rangers well. And I think we'll set a model for how we deal with some of our other employees who are not making $15 an hour and some of our contractors also who are not making $15 an hour. These are issues that I hope in a couple of weeks we will make part of our legislative agenda to ask Salem to either increase the minimum wage at the state level or to lift the local preemption on minimum wages. I hope that will be part of our legislative package in 2 weeks. And I do hope we will look in our upcoming budget process at ways that we can better treat many employees who are earning less than $15 an hour. So good work. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I want to second all of my colleagues' comments. I do think this is part of a larger agenda that we share in terms of fair wages for not only our own workers, but for others in the community that deserve that public policy support for being able to live here. I'm really happy about the outcome of this negotiation, and I want to congratulate Local 483 and our team, Jarell, John, Anna, and the rest of your team for getting to yes. And yes, I agree with the comments about Mr. Sachs. He seems to be everywhere, by the way. I'm out in the community a lot. This guy is like Forrest Gump in the movie, showing up in every scene because he and the other Rangers are not only energetic about their work, but they're very conscious of the landscape and the people they serve, and they do seem to be out there all the time. And there are not that many of them, as we just pointed out. This does come with a cost, as you pointed out, Commissioner Fritz, but it's a right thing to do, and it's a reasonable cost. We get a lot of value. You know, these positions range from a little over $15 an hour to $25. We get a lot of value for modestly paid positions that serve the community very well. So although I'm proud of this contract, and I'm proud of the fact that we're walking our talk with fair wages, you know, we need to make sure the public understands that there's nothing overly generous about this contract. It's fair and it's reasonable and it's a good use of the taxpayers' dollars, but we want to acknowledge that we get a lot of service for a modest compensation that we give these folks. This is a great program, and I'm really glad that we've got it on a firm footing and appreciate the work they do. So, Commissioner Fritz, thanks for your consistent advocacy about this all along. We got to the right result. Well done. Aye. Thanks very much.